8 years after Sister Assunta's death, when the community was moving to Tai Yan Fu, the bishop asked for the body of Sister Assunta to be transferred. The disinterment revealed the fact that the body was incorrupt. After being exhumed, the body remained exposed to the air in the chapel of the cemetery for a month without being affected. A sweet smell filled the air to the amazement of all who were present. Even the Chinese locals came flocking to the site, wanting to get a view of the extraordinary phenomenon that was taking place. Even they too were left amazed. So who was Blessed Assunta Maria? Assunta Maria Palotta was born in August of 1978 in the little village called Forche in Italy. Of a gentle and peaceful nature, Assunta was the ray of sunshine in the family home, where she was the eldest of 4 boys and 2 girls. Although Assunta's childhood was relatively happy, her family lived in great poverty. She attended school just for the time necessary to learn to read and write. When still very young, her attraction for prayer could already be seen. She had a filial tenderness for the Blessed Virgin, and she could be seen setting up little altars or decorating with flowers the pictures of the Blessed Madonna in the countryside. She also enjoyed gathering children of her own age together in church or under the porch to speak to them about the goodness of God with all the fervor of her heart. It was at the age of 12 that Assunta received Jesus in the Eucharist for the first time. It was an inexpressible moment of happiness for her, the memory of which would remain as one of the most beautiful of her life. When she was 19, Assunta decided to enter the convent but encountered many obstacles, not least among them her mother's objection and a lack of dowry. But prayer prevailed, and at last a letter from Rome, from the founders of the Franciscan Missionaries of Mary, arrived, which gave Assunta permission to enter. Assunta began apostolacy at St. Helen's Convent in Rome. During a time as apostolant, Assunta was employed in the kitchen. On the 9th of October 1898, Assunta was received as a novice and sent to the convent at Grottaferrata to serve God and neighbor in the humblest and most mortified ways was a motto. It enabled her to feel the true Franciscan joy. In January of 1902, Sister Assunta left her beloved Grottaferrata to join a new convent in Florence. On March the 19th, 1904, together with 9 other Franciscan missionaries of Mary, Assunta set sail for China. Ardently, Sister Maria Assunta began to study the Chinese language in order to be able to speak of the goodness of God to those around her. In the convent, where the Franciscan nuns cared for 400 orphans, Maria Assunta joyfully worked in the kitchen. Ever intimately united with God, she lived day by day the ordinary community life for His honor and glory. A serious epidemic of typhus broke out in the community, and she fell victim to it. When one of her fellow religious sisters seemed about to die of the disease, she asked to die instead, and a prayer would soon be granted. She bore the suffering with great patience, and fortified by the rites of the Holy Church, she died at sunset on April the 7th, 1905, being then only 27 years old. Non-believers as well as Christians flocked to the place where she lay, as a mysterious perfume filled the entire house for 3 days after her death. Once again, God showed His favor for the little missionary sisters who lived for Him alone. Blessed Maria Assunta, pray for us.